Hey, this is Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I'm continuing my series on Be Powerful. And the next step, it's symbolic for what the actual message is, but just go with me on it. So it's called Phone, Keys, Wallet. And I had met this couple, and the husband or the boyfriend or the male in the relationship, he had this routine where he's like, phone, keys, wallet. Anytime we were going out, he checked to make sure he had all of those components. And it kind of became this running thing, and it stuck with me. So as I was thinking of the show and what I wanted to cover next, phone, keys, wallet kept popping in my mind. And I realized that it's symbolizing making sure that you have everything you need to be you in any given situation. And so why is this a source of power? Because often the reasons we're telling ourselves that we can't have a certain thing, or we don't take the time to make sure we have everything that we need, is coming from this place of disempowerment. I can't. I'm not enough. And it's subtle, and it's definitely subconscious, but those typically are the reasons why you might be missing a component that would help you to be your best self. Or what I would tell myself around having a proper workspace was like, oh, I can work from anywhere. And there was this idea that I should have to work from anywhere because I can, and I have to work under any condition and produce. And now I realize that no, that is all very limiting. I need to make the journey as comfortable for myself as possible. And often we choose the harder path, the path that will make our journey more difficult, because we are feeling disempowered. And so phone, keys, wallet, your entire life. Look around and say, what do I need to be as fit as I want to be? What do I need to be as healthy as I want to be? And it's usually not a lot of things. I do believe that symbolism came up for a reason. It's like three things, you know? Like, I know I feel I must have hand sanitizer. And there were definitely times where I would be like, oh, I'm out of hand sanitizer. I shouldn't go and spend that money. Or coffee. Like, I have coffee every single morning. And I know there was a time not that long ago, like I would say within the last year and a half, where that was actually a debate. Like, should I go and get coffee? And so, or when I was living in my apartment in Oakland, I would be looking for like the best deal on the highest quality coffee, when instead of just accepting like, oh yeah, I can buy the type of coffee I want because it makes me who I am. And so, and it can, you can look at that and say like, oh, is that necessary? Yeah, it is. And start giving yourself permission to have everything you need to be you, and don't cut corners on that. And think of it as crucial and important as leaving the house, making sure you have your phones, your keys, and your wallet. So, and once you kick into that and you start making it a non-negotiable, you start to feel more and more powerful. So that's my show, Phone, Keys, Wallet. Whatever that means for you in any given situation in your life, figure out what it is and talk yourself through it. Be there for yourself, because you might rebel against it a bit, in the sense that that voice that's telling you can't have it can be very loud and very powerful and very persuasive. And also pay attention to the part of yourself that says, oh yeah, you can have that, but it has to be under these certain conditions. And so just make it non-conditional or unconditional and non-negotiable, and believe that I am going to always have these certain things in place in my life because it helps me to be my best self and it helps me to feel more empowered. And from that place, I can create all that I want to create. I can manifest all that I need to manifest so that I can be my best self. Holding back does not serve me well. Restricting myself does not serve me well. Finding a way is what makes me powerful. All right. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you are looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take a look at the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package. Thank you so much for listening. I look forward to connecting with you on the next show.